tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
We have to jam it out to this song because this is our last episode of Extreme Weight Loss.
Don't say it.
Bye, bye, bye. But we're going to say hi, hi, hi. That was really corny. Hi, hi, hi. I don't know what that means. But I am your host, Morgan Martin, and I'm here with...
Hi, everyone. I'm Jackie Powell.
Jackie Powell. And it is the season finale of Extreme Weight Loss. We're closing it out with our daughter and father... duo, yes. Jeff and Juliana.
Yeah, we started with two, and now we're ending with two.
We are.
And I'm sad. It's a sad day.
It is.
I'm really sad that this is the last one we're going to cover. But it's okay. There's always another season.
There's always more to come.
Yeah, but I am very sad. But yeah, we started off the season with two, and now we're ending with a bang with two.
Absolutely.
And we definitely ended with a bang. Can we say that? This episode was intense.
From moment one, we're already getting a little misty-eyed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Jeff and Juliana, I mean, I think anytime you pair any type of either siblings, relatives, somebody that has, like, a close relationship or, in this case, a not-so-close relationship, but you see that bond throughout the course of the year, mm-hmm. like, I think it just pulls at your heartstrings. So, once again, I fell in love with them all over again, like I do every week.
Yeah, I definitely fell in love with them. It was a weird transition throughout the whole year. My feelings throughout the episode were kind of just up and down. At first, I was sad at where the state of their relationship was at, and then in the middle, I got angry with them a little bit, and then at the end, it was really good. But overall, I really loved them, and I'm really glad that this year was, like always, not only a transformation with physically, but just the heart and mentally and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and just to start off, I mean, we always start off trying to get to know Jeff and Juliana and where, how exactly they got to this point. And I mean, it seems like, you know, Juliana from day one, she just kind of said, you know, one of the first questions they asked was, so how's your relationship with your dad? And it was like crickets at first. Because you could tell she was very scared about saying what she really felt. Especially because he's standing right there.
Right.
And you just knew from that moment that there was a complete disconnect between the two of them.
And before we dive off, I can't let you keep filming. We have lipstick on your teeth.
Oh,
gotta
no!
Get that. Yeah, I can't. I don't want people looking.
That's a real thing.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
There.
I was like, no, no, no. We can't go on any further. We got to get that lipstick off because people are going to be, you know, we want to focus on Jeff and Juliana, not the lipstick, right?
Love it.
Oh, we got some tissue. Thank you very much for the tissue.
See, this is how we do it in AfterBuzz. We look out.
Yeah, we look out for one another because I know we don't. There we go. We're focusing on Jeff and Juliana. She's trying to steal the show with her lipstick. But yeah, going into that, it was really intense when they did. It was their, I believe it was the fight or flight.
Yeah.
Right away. Mm-hmm. Where she started punching the bag and they kind of were like, what's going on in your head? And she just let it all out.
It's true.
And it was a really good moment because she expressed that she really didn't have a relationship with her dad. And I was like, whoa. But they started off, even before the fight or flight, the first thing that they told him, even to be picked for the show, they were like, you guys have to work together as a team and walk 12 miles together. And I was just like, man, that's a lot going right off the bat.
I think it was hard. I mean, that's hard. I mean, I think that set the tone for the entire rest of the season.
Right.
Because for them, it was, you know, her dad couldn't make it. And I think it was... Heidi and Chris are so amazing with always finding these challenges that are so symbolic of what their relationships are. Mm-hmm. Because here, you know, it's the dad falling short and Juliana having to really, like, pick up the slack for mm-hmm. him, you know? And, you know, he couldn't make it. So she said, you know what, Dad? Like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, we have to do this. We want this. And there's just that moment. I literally wrote crying and walking. They're just walking and crying, crying and walking. But you can tell, like, that they were going to affect each other the entire way.
Mm-hmm. And I wrote down what he said to her. He was like, it means so much. You helped me when I was weak. Mm-hmm. And then he said, in every step of the way that you're doing this, every extra step, you're getting stronger.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really nice. And you're absolutely right. That really set the tone for the rest of the year that they were going to need to help each other. And it's not always going to be 50-50. One person's going to be down. The other person has to help them out. And then vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think them just getting through that and then seeing their whole family up the rooftop with Heidi. And, you know, they were jogging it in. So I think that was like, you know what? We're set. We're going to do this and make it happen. And then they actually get into boot camp. And that's really where the fight or flight came in. And Jeff was so mad because he wasn't able to do it. I thought he was going to, like, go mayhem on the weight machines.
Yeah, he was, like, yelling. He was like, I'm tired of this fat. And I was like, whoa. Hey, Heidi, Chris, keep your distance. I didn't know what was going to go down. But, I mean, I understand his frustration, kind of like what we were talking about. You're in this mindset. You're like, okay, I'm finally making this change, and I want to work out. And then just to be told that you can't because you're back.
Yeah.
I understand his frustration, but I was a little scared.
Well, I think, too, I think it's that, and I think it goes deeper than that because what he talked about is he's been viewed, you know, Juliana was bullied in school kind of because of her father. Like, your father's so big, like, look at you and all these things. So I think he has always felt weaker. And I think in this moment, he wanted to prove, like, no, I can push. I can be there for the family. I can be the father that you want me to be. And I think it was that first step for him to really show that. Mm-hmm. And then he wasn't able to do it.
Which was also good because it kind of gave Juliana a reason to open up. Like, it was about her. She started working out. And I think it just opened the gateway for her to really express how she felt, which she did. And it was really intense. She kind of just, you know, told her dad that she never felt like she had a dad and that there's no relationship and that she feels like he's been selfish when it comes to showing love to her and her mother.
Right.
And he kind of broke down there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just felt really bad for both of them, but in a good way. It was good to just release everything and
And it's interesting to see that because we always say there's always some type of breaking moment and usually does come in fight or flight, which is the whole purpose of it. Mm-hmm. But it was different to have her have that breakdown moment in front of the person who caused it. Usually, you know, and a lot of times it is people in their family, but they're home. So they get to have this whole moment to themselves. But here, you're having this breakdown moment saying what you really feel about your father who's actually sitting right
there. That's really true. That's true. That's really courageous of her because you're right. Normally it is they have this epiphany and like let everything out, you know, in closed doors.
Yeah.
But to do it right in front of her father was pretty intense.
Yeah, it was. But I mean, unfortunately, even for Juliana, her being in high school and it being the first day, ended up having to go back. So I think she only spent about, 44, 45 days in boot camp. So I can only imagine, like, how do you think that affects, like, the whole rest of, I mean, honestly, the year. I felt like boot camp is what starts it all.
Yeah. First off, I just want to say even just high school, like, she had expressed from the very beginning that she was made fun of a lot.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to go back. You know, I'm starting to, like, lose all this weight and then going back to school where people make fun of you and tease you and you're embarrassed because you don't want to sit by yourself, all that. I'm sure that plays in majorly just to her confidence and what she has to deal with day to day. But obviously going back, boot camp is the time where you just kind of set those foundations to help you do it on your own.
Yeah.
So she never really got that chance to really do things, like have that person to help her.
Yeah.
So she had to do it on her own the whole way.
Yeah.
And we saw that in, you know, her results when she did weigh in. She missed her marker.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, she still lost. I don't remember exactly how much she lost.
Yeah, her goal was to lose 66 pounds and she lost 44.
Yeah, 44 pounds. So I think she did good. You know, that's still a good amount of weight, but I think she definitely could have hit her goal had she had not had to go back to the pressures of high school and not having Chris and Heidi there.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult to do it on your own.
Yeah. But then we had Jeff, who was in boot camp the whole time, and he still missed his goal too, but also given the back injury that he had in the beginning, I think that really held him back a little bit, his mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. I think both of them had something that they kind of had a struggle with. Him, it was his back, and then her, she didn't have the help of Chris and Heidi. But I think overall, he lost 105 pounds. Okay? We always talk about this. They were like, you missed your goal. And it's like, 3 months, you lost 105 pounds. Yeah.
You lost a very tiny person.
Especially when he did have his back holding him back when he couldn't even work out like he wanted to.
Yeah.
So 105 pounds, 3 months, I thought it was awesome. You could already see when they showed him and then the before picture, you could tell he was really slim in the side. Absolutely. He looked really good. So I thought 105 pounds in 3 months was incredible.
Yeah, I think so. And then, I mean, I love football. So then we just get football crazy. They're huge Broncos fans. And so going into phase two, they got to go to a Broncos game. They were given tickets by Terrell Davis. Mm-hmm. Like, you can just tell, like, once their confidence and their joy and their just everything started to click and really them really, you know, really motivating each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that was going to be the huge turning point for them, really hitting that high mark going into phase two. But it ended up being the complete opposite.
Yeah, we saw them, you know, finally building this relationship with each other, like playing football with Demarius, and it was awesome. And you saw Jeff, like, football's this thing. Mm-hmm. So it really uplifted his spirits. I felt like it just really motivated him the whole way. And then, you know, they went back home, and it was kind of downfall. When I was watching this, man, I was just...
Yo.
It was intense.
Heidi and Chris need to be, like, I spy detective, because they were, like, staked out with the walkie-talkies.
Right.
Ducked down in the car, like, it's 8:05. Da-da-da-da. She's drinking a creamy drink. I was like, Heidi was going nuts. I was like, don't have her follow me.
I thought it was really hilarious. I could not stop laughing when I was watching this episode just because they were literally staking out for not just 2 or 3 hours, but the whole day.
Yeah.
Like, it was funny. They're like, oh, we got to go. We got to go. They're coming out. We got to stake out, you know? But I think it's good that they do take the time. That's taking out a lot of time if you're going to just follow somebody all day.
Yeah.
But I think that's great and very important because they caught them in a lot of lies. They were saying that they were working out. They were saying that they were doing their walking, all these things, but that's not what they were doing. They first caught Jeff. He didn't work out. He went and got a sandwich. And then Juliana didn't even walk home. She took the bus and then got a creamy drink,
She got a creamy drink.
So they both, and then they sat them down to be like, okay, tell us how it was yesterday. How have your workouts been? And the way that they responded, I was just like, I was cringing in my seat.
Yeah. I mean, it was lie after lie after lie after lie after lie.
Yeah.
And then my favorite, this isn't the first time Heidi and Chris are like, their little antennas are up and catching people in lies. We witnessed that before. But this is one of the first times where they actually let them sit through and literally tell lie after lie after lie about their entire day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you walked 2 hours? Oh, you
really?
Oh, that's great. That's amazing. I'm just like, you guys are good actors.
Let's do a little role play. You be Chris and Heidi, and I'll be Jeff and Juliana, and how that little interview went. Like, oh yeah, it worked out. It was awesome.
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. It was crazy.
But I will say, Chris must have learned some acting skills from Rodway last week, because he did a very good job. Chris, you redeemed yourself from your mustache days.
That's hilarious. But it made me feel really uncomfortable just because they did. They like kind of not set them up, but asked them, Oh, so you walked? How much would you say you walked?
Right.
And then, you know, Julianne was like, oh, at least, like, you know, about 2 hours. I walked with my friend. We stopped at Starbucks. I got the light latte or whatever she called it. And they were like, really, that's funny because here's the pictures of you guys not doing anything that you just said.
Yeah.
And Jeff continued to lie. You know, I don't think he felt embarrassed and he didn't want to kind of fess up. And they were just like, look, we're here to help you and we can help you, but honesty, we don't expect you to be perfect, but you can't lie.
Yeah.
And so he even said, oh, you know, the conference call got canceled. And they're like, really? Show us the call. And he's like, okay, I give up. And then finally, when he just let it go, I was like, you know what? I messed up.
Yeah.
That's when they were like, all right, we can work with this. You just need to be honest.
And I think what hit him the most, and I think what he's realized, and I think even why Jeff and Juliana are in this place together is that he sees that the patterns and the things that he does, she's just going to follow.
Right.
So, like, my prediction last week was that Juliana was going to, like, kill it and motivate him. And instead, she follows behind the pack of her father. And so I think even in that moment, he realized that, like, his lying and not keeping up was affecting her as well, because everything that he did,
direct reflection,
she was going to do the exact same thing. And he said, he's like, you know what, I'm embarrassed. Mm-hmm. He's like, and I never want that to happen again.
Yeah, and you know, at the very beginning of the show, he explained that he wants to be that role model. He wants to be mm-hmm. that cool dad, and he never has felt like that.
Yeah.
So I think when it was kind of just smack dab at his face, like, oh, my daughter does follow what I do, he needed to make changes, and he did.
Yeah.
I was so glad that Chris and Heidi kind of just laid it out and gave it to tough love, because Jeff, from that point on, started really going after it.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, I mean, because my guess is him lying and that habitual pattern, because, I mean, you saw him, like, his mind calculating as he was looking through those pictures. He's like, okay, how can I cover this up? How can I cover this up? And for some reason, I just feel like that's not the first time. That's probably been a pattern of lying in other areas. Mm-hmm. But I think what hopefully this showed was, like, if you're just honest, dude, we'll accept it.
Yeah.
Not to say it makes it okay, but it's like, all right, let's just deal with what it is, mm-hmm. and let's just move on from it. And I think they just, like, skyrocketed. Yeah. From that point forward.
And even with that being said, I love that his wife was so supportive.
Yes.
That was really awesome how she was just like, told him to be honest too. She was like, hey, you know, I'm willing to be here for you if you need mm-hmm. help, but it's time to just come clean. So I thought that was a really great support system. Yeah. And I like the way she responded with that.
No, I love it. I mean, because she was like, look, my back hurts and I'm standing up here making these meals for you and all of these things. And I'm not complaining. But I think she quietly was seeing. I wonder, did she call Chris and Heidi?
Ooh.
I'm just saying, I would be all for it.
She was over there shaking her head when like, Courtney, she was like, he's lying.
That's not true.
He did not have a conference call.
She was ratting them out, but in a good way.
Yeah,
there's a
to
time,
help them.
There's a time to, you know, keep it under wraps, but when you care about somebody, you're like, look, this is not right, and we're going to handle it.
Yeah, that would be really hilarious if she gave Heidi and Chris the call, but who knows. But after that, they did. They ended up going after it. The next time we saw them, when they did their weigh-in, they both looked really awesome.
They did.
And lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously had a lot of, room to make up. I mean, neither one of them, they both, missed their goals. Mm-hmm. But they did a significant change in 6 weeks. I mean, he didn't hit his goal. His goal was to lose 55 pounds. He only hit 41, mm-hmm. but he lost 30 pounds in 6 weeks. So he significantly made up the gap, and same thing with Juliana. Her goal was 30, and she lost 26 pounds.
Yeah, so it was really good. They did good in that time. They did good.
So, and then you just keep moving forward. And then we get to Disney World.
Ooh, who doesn't love Disney World?
Oh, not when you make me run. However many miles they had to run in Disney World. Don't take me if that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really cool to see that, you know, at the very beginning of the show, they made them walk, and that was a challenge. And I think Juliana, she always loved to run, so mm-hmm. it wasn't quite challenging for her.
Yeah.
It was more challenging for Jeff. But this was the first thing that Jeff was able to follow through with, in a sense of, like, just finishing it and going hard. So it was a really good victory for him. He did the whole, I think it was 12 miles, right? He did the whole 12 miles, and he was so excited because Juliana and his wife were there standing at the finish line, and he crossed it.
Yeah.
He was like, I felt really proud at that moment that I just, you know, finally they could look at me and be proud of me.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really cool. It was challenging. You know, 12 miles, you know, this whole time he's 400 plus pounds.
Yeah.
And he's been carrying that for years.
Yeah.
And he's finally, that does a lot on your knees. So running 12 miles, and he's 55, that has to be really hard. But he finished it.
He did. And my favorite moment of that is just their, you know, his wife, Juliana's mom, just at the end, just saying, you know, especially when Juliana came through and she was like, you know, I couldn't even get my daughter to get up off the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, this is honestly one of the proudest moments of my entire life. And she, you can tell, she's a ride or die.
Yeah, she she is.
Like she doesn't play around.
But it was really cool to see them both finishing it together.
Yeah.
And from then on, continuously, like, you just saw the change and the confidence in them
mm-hmm.
from where it was at the beginning. At the beginning, there was no, Like, there was no union between them. And then throughout this, you just see their relationship growing and growing. And individually, too, just having so much more confidence.
Yeah.
Especially for her. She's 15. And it was just really nice to see her personality starting to come out. Yeah.
Because she seemed like she was kind of quiet in the beginning. She didn't really say a whole lot. And it was like, as the pounds started dropping, you just saw her brightening up more and more. Her confidence came out, her personality. And I love seeing her working with the kids from Play 60. You can just tell that that is a thing for her. She said her 2013 resolution was to inspire someone. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, she not only inspired someone, she impacted, you know, a whole group of kids and all of us watching.
Yeah, it was really nice to see her finally find something that she really loves to do. Mm-hmm. And she just lit up when she was teaching those kids. She, like, really was taking control. Like, she was talking to all of them, and she really, it looked like she was really in her zone. So I'm really glad that the show gave her that opportunity and allowed her to do that. And she was in her comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And it's just like I said, she kept growing and growing and growing.
Yeah.
And I really like to see that.
Yeah. I think sometimes I had to keep reminding myself that she's 15, you know? And it's like the things that people, like youth especially, go through at 15 years old, aside from weight and then having that and then having to deal with so much, I mean, that's just a complete hit to your confidence. And so when you saw her really like taking hold of that and just moving forward and really helping those kids out, you see her blossoming and blooming more and more. And I mean, her dad loves football, so that's like, I totally see that something that they could just continue to just thrive and do together to keep them passionate about not only keeping themselves healthy but other people around them too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was just so cool to see him lose weight. He was at 423 pounds.
Yeah.
And at this point in time, he looked really slim. And I think this is when they do the, to see if they make it for the skin surgery.
Yeah.
And he made it. He said that he could do the skin surgery, that he approved for it, but that in order to get the whole front and back, that he needed to lose some weight.
Yeah.
And he was a little disappointed about that.
Yeah.
It's almost kind of like you're at the end of the road, and then somebody has, like, something for you there, like the prize, and they snatch it away from you.
Yeah.
But I like that he made the decision to lose the extra 25 pounds to get the full surgery.
Yeah. I mean, because to me at this point, it's like you've come so far to only like halfway do something. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you've lost all this much, and you're going to keep going, you might as well take it all the way to the end and get the full everything, full experience.
And I like that they didn't let her even have the opportunity to get the skin surgery. At age 15, I think she was 16 at that time. She had turned 16
because
ended up changing or telling us that she was 16, but I think that is really young to even give somebody that opportunity to do that. I thought it was really smart of them to say no, because you're still growing. You're 16, and, you know, to start cutting stuff like that at that age is probably not wise. Yeah,
I'm not with it. Yeah. So they were very smart.
Yeah, they were smart in that.
And but, I mean, that is coming into phase three, and again, we hit another miss, and for Juliana, her goal was to lose 20 pounds, and she did miss her goal. But by this point, she lost a total of 81 pounds, and this is what I love about Chris and Heidi, because you already know Heidi's a bulldog. Like, we know that. We'd never see her back down, except with Juliana a little bit, because she understood. She was like, usually I would be going in.
Yeah.
I'd be saying all this stuff, but she was like, but she's 16. Mm-hmm. So you have to be a little more encouraging. Still let them know that, like, all right,
you could have done better, but yeah,
just really encouraging. So I thought that was really cool to see.
Yeah, they're just so perfect. Chris and Heidi are perfect. I feel like they just know how to handle people. And I really did like how they handled Juliana. They knew exactly what she needed, and they were really, I wouldn't say easy on her, because they did express that she could have done better, but handling it with positive feedback and not just be like rah rah rah.
Yeah,
but I love Chris and Heidi. They know.
But
exactly
even Juliana's response in it, you can tell her confidence is growing, because I think where before when she missed, it was such like a devastating thing. Where this time was kind of like, you know what, yes, I missed, but I've lost 81 pounds. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. to have come this far, it's absolutely amazing. And I mm-hmm. think, I mean, we've seen a lot of other people when they miss or whatever, they're ready to jump off the roof. But she's like, look, this is what it is.
Yeah.
I'll do better next time.
But Jeff did make his.
He did.
And this is the first one that he, the first marker that he made. Yeah. And he looked so good.
He did.
He looked good. And I was happy that he made that because I think that was really important for him.
Yeah.
Like finishing the mile run in Disney World.
Yeah.
It was like another thing that he just like, he achieved. So yeah. It was cool to see.
Yeah.
That.
And I was happy to see him meet his goal, especially because he needed to, you know, didn't qualify to get the skin surgery.
Right.
So it's kind of like to have another hit, I think, that just starts to weigh on you. But mm-hmm. So I'm really glad that he got to that point.
Yeah, and he looked
And you
good.
Can just see, like, there's their bond. Like, it's just, I think that, for me, is what this whole episode was about. Mm-hmm. Which it never is just about the weight. It's,
right.
Yeah, they lose pounds, and of course mm-hmm. that's very important. But it's always so much more than that. And to mm-hmm. see them, like, just really coming together, I think is really what this episode is about.
Yeah, and you could even see with the mom as well. She, it felt like she was growing in her relationship mm-hmm. with them too, because that has to be a strain on a mother if you think about it. Your husband and daughter don't exactly get along.
Yeah.
That has to be a lot of pull and tug and taking sides, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably didn't put her in the best situation, but you could tell that she was just a lot more happier as well.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. And then we get to my favorite part because I just love to see the huge transformations going into the finale. And, I mean, what do you think? I mean, I thought they looked amazing.
I thought they looked really good. I think Juliana got a tan and
she, yeah, Florida. She got, I totally forgot.
Florida. She was looking tan and she had long, luscious hair going on. She looked really,
she
really good. And I felt like she was somebody else. I don't know if you felt like that.
She did.
I mean, everybody obviously changes as far as their confidence and whatnot, but I really, when I was watching her, I was just like, is that the same person? Because she had, like, a whole different personality. She was kind of sassy and confident. So it was really cool to see her from the beginning where she was just kind of just to being this girl putting her hand on her hip.
Yeah, she was striking that pose. Juliana, you keep that pose up. No, but she even said, she's like, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she started off, you know, I love when they put them side by side of, like, their old self into who they are now. And one of the things her old self had said was, like, you know, I just want to figure out who I am and get to that point. And the new Juliana says, this is
mm-hmm.
who I am. So it literally, I mean, she did a complete transformation, and you could just tell. And she was just radiant.
She looked awesome.
Absolutely.
And then Jeff, he looked
amazing.
He looked so good. He lost so much weight. And
205 pounds.
And I feel like for him standing up there, he really felt like he was that father that Juliana could be proud of. And that he looked really great.
Yeah.
He was emotional this whole time.
He was.
Everything was really touchy for him. And just to see him at the finale was awesome.
Yeah.
Because he looked great.
Yeah, he lost 205 pounds. She ended up losing a total of 95 pounds. So he got down to 218. She got down to 170. And you could just tell that it was just having them on stage together.
Mm-hmm.
You can just tell the dynamic completely changed.
Yep.
And then we include the family even more because they gave the pass to do boot camp to Juliana's sister.
Yeah, you can tell that she lost weight too. From the beginning, you saw her. Mm-hmm. She was pregnant at the time and then she had her baby. But you could tell that she lost weight too. And I think obviously that had to do with her dad and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was really cool that they gave it to her as well. It's like a family. It's a family thing now.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, but I really like this episode because just seeing their relationship grow was the best part.
Yeah.
Because it was heartbreaking at first to watch it, to see that they just didn't have a relationship. And by the end of the year, so much closer, so much more love. And I think that's what I love the most about this episode.
Yep, I agree.
Who do you think, because we have talked about in the past just the dynamic behind, you know, the cameras, because they all hang out with all the other people on the episodes.
Reunion!
Who do you think that they get along with, though, the most? You know what I mean? Bruce, obviously. But I wonder who they had a connection with just due to their personalities.
That's tough. I mean, because she's young, too. So I'm trying to think of who would have been the closest to her in
Kathy and in Josh, age? Probably, you know? Oh, maybe yeah. that, just yeah. because they were...
The mom, yeah, mom yeah. and son duo with right. the father and daughter.
Maybe they
I could totally see that. Yeah. I feel like Mama Shiriri. I feel like she just gets along with everybody. Right. And I'm sure she was just wrangling everybody along. So I could see that.
I wish we could go into some predictions, but we can't.
We can.
But there's no new episode.
Cry.
But we can go into predictions on what we feel like is going to happen. But
yeah.
I'm back again.
I predict that even with Jeff and Juliana, I think that they are maybe, and I hopefully will continue doing stuff with Play 60 and doing some type mm-hmm. of like kid fitness camps, maybe whether it be with football or something different, because I feel like that's, they just both have like a knack for that.
Yeah. Know? I totally agree. I just wish that we could talk to them. Mm-hmm. I predict that we're going to have them back on the show.
Yep.
And kind of hear, I want to hear Juliana just how her progress has been in high school. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's just confident, got lots of friends, mm-hmm. maybe a boyfriend. I don't know.
don't tell Jeff we didn't say that.
Oh yeah, sorry,
I'm just
Jeff.
Kidding. But no, and I also predict that people are listening and that there will be a extreme weight loss reunion show.
Yes, please. I'm just saying. I think that's so needed.
Yeah,
because they all lived together for a whole entire year and did this together, and I would like to see the whole entire cast together. Telling us what was really going down behind the cameras. That's what I want to see.
Absolutely.
So
that's my prediction.
Maybe here we'll hold the reunion show here after Buzz TV. Everybody will come out here for the reunion.
I'm down.
We're hosting it.
Make it happen.
Speak it into existence.
Oh, it's so hard to say goodbye.
No, I don't want to.
We don't want to, but we have to. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this season to Extreme Weight Loss After Buzz TV edition. I'm your host, Morgan Martin. You can check me out on Instagram and Twitter at @MS_MorganMartin.
And I'm Jackie Powell. I had so much fun with you guys this season, and we're going to be back next season.
Yeah.
But to find me, you can find me on Instagram at Jackie_POW or on Twitter, Jackie2E's_POW. I'm going to miss you guys a lot. See you guys next season.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.